Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Miles Smith, stargazing, the Q Morning Show, Q104. Good morning, Bill and Alyssa. I remember saying a long time ago, Alyssa, that I have trouble falling asleep when not everyone is home.
Oh, like, I do remember you saying that.
Paula used to work nights quite a bit, and she would get home after 10 o'clock, like almost 11 o'clock, and that is way past my bedtime.
Right.
But it really didn't make a difference in the end because I couldn't fall asleep because I knew that she wasn't home.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have a 14-year-old son who's in Washington, D.C., and the rule still applies. I can't fall asleep.
Oh, no. You're not sleeping well because he's not here.
Right.
Have you heard from him since he's been on his trip? Did you talk to him yesterday?
No, he's ghosting us.
Is he really?
Yeah.
So you tried to reach out and he's just like not texting back?
Yeah, we started a group chat with Paula and Will, and yeah, there's one text that he sent.
Okay, that's better than nothing.
He answered the how's it going text around 7 o'clock last night. Well, he waited an hour until about 8, and he said, it's going good. We are heading to the hotel right now. And so, yeah, I did a lot of, like, checking his phone yesterday just to see where he was.
I was going to say, can you, like, track him, like, where he's going?
They stopped in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, yesterday to visit the 9/11 memorial that they have there.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, at one point it was... I just looked for his phone, and he was at the Lincoln Monument.
Oh, you're like, well, he must be there.
So he's doing stuff. He's having fun. He's just ghosting us. And then last night, I was at soccer tryouts for Drew.
Uh-huh.
But there were other parents there that also have kids on this eighth grade trip.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just comparing notes, like, oh, have you heard from your kid? Have you heard from your son? Your daughter? And like my friend Tina's like, yeah, Connor's been sending me pictures all day. I'm like, oh.
How nice that must be.
That's nice. I haven't seen any pictures.
Oh.
And then my friend Sarah's like, yeah, you know, Anna's texted me at least twice today. And I'm like, oh. And then I think Sarah like realizes that she's trying to make me feel better. She's like, but that's unusual. She doesn't text me like that.
She's like trying to walk it back.
Yeah.
Well, he's just having so much fun, hopefully, that he's not even paying attention to his phone.
You can still send a good night text. You know, because we both texted good night last night. Hope you had a great day today.
Maybe he just zonked out when he got back to the hotel.
You
never know. I also doubt it, but I'm just trying to help him out.
I doubt it. And you can't really convince me that he's not on his phone.
Because he's always on his phone.
He's always on his
phone. And this is also like, what, one of the first times that he's not turning his phone into you at night? Because that's usually how it works in your house.
Yeah, I wonder how that worked. Because they did check into the hotel. The itinerary, anyway, said that they were checking in like at 8:45 last night. After traveling all day, after being up since 5 o'clock in the morning and being on a bus all day and visiting all those.
That's a long day.
Right. So when you check into the hotel, but you're in a room with three other kids. I know that the hotel had restrictions on what types of apps they could access.
Oh, like on the TVs?
On the TVs, but I also thought on the phone too, but I'm going to have to double check that.
I have some other questions about DC that maybe we can get into a little later on in the show. Things that are coming back to me from my trip that I'm wondering if they're doing for Will's. kind of to try to keep them in check.
Also, they have a security measure on the hotel that I found out about.
Uh-huh.
Because once they're in the hotel room, then they put tape.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask, because they did that for us, too.
Oh, yeah. They put tape on the door.
So that if you open the door, they can tell that somebody's left the room.
Right.
See, that totally worked, except for there was a group of boys on the first floor of the hotel. They just went out through the window.
Okay, yeah. Don't put them on the first floor.
Yeah, don't put them on the first floor. But it works as long as it's above the first.
I didn't even think you could open hotel windows in hotel rooms.
I didn't either. They figured it out. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Well, I guess we'll find out today if anybody broke the tape and escaped from their hotel room last night.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll be getting a call if they did.
Yeah, hopefully it wasn't my son. Okay, this morning, good vibes. We'll get to that a little bit later on this morning. Am I the Bleep Hole? 725 this morning. And if you want to take on Olivia, why do I do that?
Why do you keep calling me Olivia?
Why?
Do I look like an Olivia? I don't think I look like an Olivia.
There is a glitch in my brain.
Your brain just always wants to say Olivia.
But it's only when I'm talking about Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
It literally has my name in it, too. Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
There's a glitch that I need to figure out where that glitch is, because if you want to take on Alyssa during Alyssa's College of Knowledge, I don't know. I'm screwing it up with another word. I just don't know what it is.
All right, Bob, you'll figure it out.
Oh my goodness. You, Alyssa, trivia, 7:55 and 8:55 this morning on the Q Morning Show. We are going to talk to Rodney this morning. Rodney's in Brunswick. He has a good vibe. Rodney, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Please share a good vibe with us.
Yeah, so I found out this morning that I actually won our company's little raffle that we do every month. And so the last Friday of the month this year, I actually get off work 1 hour earlier than everybody else. So that's my little good vibe that I got.
What a fun raffle at work. Do they do this every single month?
Every single month, yeah. So everyone gets to put their names into the raffle. It's like a fun little thing. You get more names in there if you get projects completed, or you do really well at work, or you get a compliment from one of your coworkers. There's a bunch of little different rules and things like that. And so, and then at the end of the month, our manager puts his name in there, wrestles it around, picks out a name, and that person gets off 1 hour early on the last Friday of the month. And so this month it's me.
Awesome.
Okay.
I mean, that's better than any pizza party. Your work is giving you what you actually want, and that's to not be at work.
Okay. Rodney, can I complain about it, though, just a little bit?
You can try.
An hour early off work?
It's a little stingy.
Why can't you have the entire day?
Well, I think the entire day would be asking for a little too much. Plus, an hour early gets me away from all that Friday afternoon commute. So I actually get home a lot earlier than I normally would, and I get to plan my weekend earlier. It's honestly, it's small, but it's great.
You're right, and I shouldn't poo-poo it. But at the same time, I can't help myself.
At least a half day.
Yeah, a half day?
At least a half day.
Well, the company's pretty generous when it comes to all of our holidays. And like we follow a lot of the state holidays, a lot of the federal holidays. We get a lot more time off during Christmas. So it's honestly just a little small perk, and it brings a little fun competition to the office.
At least that's not the way that they're also letting people go, from the company. Like, everybody puts their name in a bowl, and then they just pull a name out.
Ah!
They're like, oh, not only do you get to go home an hour early, you don't ever get to come back.
It's like the Hunger Games work edition.
Right. All right, Rodney, I feel like we killed your good vibe there.
Yes, sorry about that.
Yes. No, but we want you to enjoy Friday, okay? Enjoy that extra hour. Do something productive.
Will do. Thank you, guys.
It's Q104. Good to have you along with us this morning. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Google's top 10 trending baby names of 2025. We can get through this quickly.
Okay.
Number 10, Lincoln. Number 9, Milo.
Okay.
Number 8, Zion. Then we have Violet, Aria, Athena, Amelia. Sadie's at number 3.
Okay.
Theodore is at number 2.
Wow. All right.
Now, would you formally call that kid Theodore, or would you shorten it to Theo, or would it be Teddy?
I think it'd be Teddy, right?
Could be. I know a Theo.
Yeah, Theo's cool, too.
Number 1, Google top 10 trending baby name. Sutton.
What? Sutton?
Sutton.
Is that for a boy or a girl?
I don't know.
Okay.
You know, just because someone Googles it
doesn't mean they have all the answers.
Doesn't mean they're naming their baby that name.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, those are really something.
I would like to point that out, Google.
A lot of A names at the top. Aria, Amelia. Did you say Amelia?
Amelia, Athena, Aria.
Aria? Oh, my gosh.
Aria sounds like, isn't that a casino in Las Vegas?
It is. It is. I'm pretty sure that Aria is also the name of one of the main characters on Pretty Little Liars. So maybe they were feeling inspired.
Now, on the opposite end of the spectrum, did you know that there were names that you cannot name your baby?
You know, this doesn't surprise me. It's kind of the same thing with, like, when you go to the DMV, there are certain things you can't get on your license plate. But I'm curious what those names might be, because I'm thinking, like, the only way that people would know that they're banned is if they tried to name their kid this.
So these are banned by the government. The U.S. Supreme Court has said you cannot name your baby this name. And so if you try to put it on the birth certificate,
not going to work.
It will be disallowed. King. Queen.
Oh, just king or queen?
Right.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Santa Claus. Because there's only one.
There is. There's only one. You can't have multiple.
Majesty. Adolf Hitler for obvious reasons.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then the Roman numeral number 3.
See, that's what gets me. Like, who tried to name their kid that? Roman numeral number 3.
Okay, so why is it just specifically the Roman numeral 3? What if someone wanted to name their kid Roman numeral 2?
Maybe that's like, fine.
Would that be allowed? Or 5? Or 7? But 3 is banned?
I guess. I don't know.
It must mean something else that we're not aware of.
Yeah, maybe it's just going right over our heads. I'm sure someone will text in if it does.
This one I don't get. Nutella.
See, wait, that's on the list?
You cannot name your baby Nutella, and the Supreme Court has already ruled on this.
Now, wow.
Now, is this Nutella, like the Nutella company, the company that makes Nutella? Like, did they get in on this? And
they're like, we have this copyrighted. You can't name your child after this.
Yeah, that's weird, right? It's weird that one's on the list.
Yeah, or maybe, I don't know, the government was just like, come on, don't do this to your kid. Don't do that to your child.
Messiah is on the list. Again, obvious reasons.
Makes sense.
The at symbol. Just the at symbol.
I feel like that needed to be put on there as millennials are becoming parents. We all grew up with Twitter.
And finally, and again, this might be something that I just don't realize that it means something else. Like, I think I know what it means, but then I'm not 100% sure. Just the number 1069. 1069.
Yeah, I'm scratching my head a little bit. I mean, I kind of get it.
Like, I was thinking the same thing.
I don't understand the 10. That's where I'm a little tripped up. Okay, well, good to know, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm not naming any children anytime soon, but...
No.
If I do, now I have that information in my back pocket.
But I look forward to seeing all those Suttons enrolled in kindergarten in about 6 years.
I don't.
James is a classic name, classic biblical name.
There we go.
James is going to join us for Am I the Bleephole? The reason being is because his wife thinks he's a bleephole and his next door neighbor thinks he is a bleephole. Why is that? We'll find out coming up. The Q Morning.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Morning show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa Time for Am I the Bleep Hole? Now, what is this? This is something that you have either said or something that you have done or maybe you haven't done. And now someone in your world has called you out for it and they have accused you of being a bleep hole. I'm interested to find out what this is with James, who is on the line right now in Middleburg Heights. James, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Tell us what's going on. Who thinks you're a bleep hole?
Yeah, so my next door neighbor thinks I'm a bleep hole.
Okay. We do enjoy neighbor drama around here.
I do love it.
So what happened?
I don't know how to feel because I feel guilty. I feel like I'm in the right. I don't know. So over the weekend, I was out in the yard, taking advantage of the sunshine. It was a really nice day outside, getting some work done. Totally normal.
Mm-hmm.
But then my next door neighbor came outside and asked if I would mow her lawn too, since I already had the mower out, why don't I go and mow her lawn?
Oh, since you already had the mower out, why not?
I know, right? That was the deciding factor. As you know, I would obviously mow her lawn at that point.
Right? Why not?
Can you describe this neighbor to us? Because you said next door neighbor, but then you said she. So can you describe the neighbor?
Like, do you have a relationship with this neighbor already?
No, I don't really know her. I mean, we've been there last year, like just for a year now. We moved in, and I haven't gotten to know our neighbors too well yet. But I can say that my next door neighbor is an older woman. She's probably in her, I don't know, 70s or something. And I would say, I think we're pretty sure she lives alone.
Okay.
Yeah, that's basically all I know.
Because it sounds like something Alyssa would do, because I don't think that she has mowed her backyard yet since she's moved here.
Okay, listen.
She needs some help.
We're working on it.
I thought maybe James lived next door and he's upset at you for expecting him to mow
your lawn. Right, right. Well, I'm not a 70-year-old woman.
Well, I mean, I'm on Alyssa's side. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not exactly thrilled about having to do my own yard work, you know?
But, so did you mow this woman's lawn? My guess is no, since she thinks you're a bleep hole.
No, I did not. And that is why she definitely thinks I'm a bleep hole. I mean, okay, I guess if she was going to pay me or something, then I'd, like I said, probably, maybe would have mowed her lawn. I mean, I didn't want to mow two yards in a day, like, for free. Are you kidding me? Like, it almost took an entire day to finish up everything on my side of the fence. I'm not trying to, you know, exacerbate my own kind of exhaustion by going and doing her yard as well.
Right. Okay, so you didn't do it.
Did you ask for payment, or you would have done it if she would have offered to pay you, this old lady?
I mean, if she offered, but at the same time, I mean, I was already exhausted. Doing another one was kind of furthest thing from my mind, but I didn't want to have, like, now I have that guilt. Are you kidding me? That's not how I wanted to end this thing.
Right.
And now my wife also thinks I'm a bleep hole for not doing it.
Mm. Oh.
And my wife said, well, you know, I did have the mower out. And it's like, no, I don't need two women ganging up on me. I was just hoping that my other, like, the neighbor on the other side, maybe they're decent.
Or maybe they'll ask you to do their lawn, too. You never know. You could just be the lawn guy.
You know, then it's just all sides. And
all right, 216-474-0104. I am really torn on this, actually.
What would you have done?
Number one, the audacity of this neighbor, even though she is an older woman in her 70s, to expect her neighbor to mow her lawn for her.
Well, if you got the mower out.
I'm having trouble wrapping my head around that one. At the same time, it is an older lady.
I feel like you would have done it, Bill.
Yeah, let me think about that for a second.
You would have done it. You would have. I know that you would have.
How big of a lawn does she have, James? Like, give me a ballpark estimate. How long would it have taken you to mow her lawn?
Probably an extra 40 minutes.
40, 45 minutes to mow the lawn?
Yeah, and it was hot.
It's tough.
Yeah, it's like just long enough that it's like you can't just do it really quick. Like that's a lot of work.
216-474-0104. Is James a bleep hole for refusing service to his elderly next door neighbor who just wanted her lawn mowed?
For free.
Apparently for free. Maybe she would have given him something at the end. Like,
yeah, we don't know.
Given him a $5 bill.
I feel like she probably would have given me a Werther's caramel.
Yeah, she would
or
have brought
Werther's.
Maybe brought out some lemonade.
Yeah, Yeah, I'm sure.
216-474-0104 is James the Bleep Hole. We discuss next the Q Morning Show. You've got Q104 this morning. The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. Am I the Bleep Hole? James in Middleburg Heights lives in a neighborhood where his next door neighbor is a elderly lady. He is predicting in her late 70s. And this past weekend while I was out doing yard work and he mowed the lawn, she came outside and said, hey, while you have the mower out, why don't you do my lawn? And he refused that.
And now he's having some guilt and his wife is making him feel worse. And she's like, well, you did have the mower out, so you might as well have.
Emily in Avon, good morning.
Good morning.
Is James the Bleep Hole?
No, it's not his responsibility to mow the neighbor's yard, and it's a slippery slope. Every time he mows his yard, then she's going to be like, oh, well, he had the mower out again. Mm. And before he knows it, he's got 2 yards to always mow. You know, it's one thing to help your neighbor, like, if she, you know, couldn't do it that week or something, but it's a slippery slope, and it's not his responsibility.
It's not his responsibility.
It's not, and I didn't even think about the fact that it is a slippery slope. If he does it once, then he's going to have the mower out in a week, and the mower's going to be out again, so she might want it mowed again. I think that, yeah, that could definitely be an issue.
I think it matters if this woman, she clearly can't mow the lawn herself.
Mm-hmm.
And if she has no one else in her life, no one that is able to, like a son or somebody else that can come by it and do yard work for her. And if she's on a fixed income, maybe she can't afford to
pay somebody to do it.
Yeah, to pay a lawn guy.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I mean, there's so many things we don't know. Like, you would think that she would have given him some money, like James,
or
something.
At least offered. Right? Like, at least offer, like, if I give you, like, $20, $30, something like that. And then, you know, usually I think the polite thing to do is say, like, no, it's okay. I'll just do it. The mower's out.
I'm reading through the text here. Is there anybody saying that James is the bleep hole?
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like we've gotten so many texts in so fast, I'm having trouble reading them all. But this one says, yes, I do believe he's the bleep hole. For not mowing an elderly person's yard who's not able to do it. They say that I mowed my yard along with their 7-year-old neighbor's yard. It's just common courtesy.
I don't know how common it is.
I don't know how common it is either.
I would like it to be common. I mean, if I was in that situation, I would think, okay, what would I want somebody to do if that old lady was my mom?
Right.
How would I want somebody to react? So if that was me, I would probably mow the lawn because I would think, oh, if this is my mom, I would mow the lawn.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Brittany in, oh, man, I can't read my writing again. Is that, did I write Cuyahoga? Wait, Brittany, where are you?
I'm in Cleveland.
Oh, Cleveland. Okay.
There we go.
All right. So I wrote C-L-E, not C-U-Y.
Anyway,
Brittany.
Do you think he is the bleep hole or not the bleep hole for not mowing his elderly neighbor's lawn?
He is not, but he is also not needing to pass the blame onto her. So both people can be right at the same time.
Oh.
We're jumping quick to say if he's not, then she must be for asking when no one's doing anything wrong.
So it's more of a gray area for you, Brittany.
I would say so, yeah.
Could be more
situation.
You are straddling that fence, and you are pointing blame. You're putting both of them in a corner.
But blame on none of them.
Exactly.
But but how would you have handled it, Brittany?
Politely said, sorry, I'm busy, and declined, but not pass the blame to say, how could she even ask?
Okay.
Yeah.
But how do we get this lady's lawn mowed? I'll go over.
Yeah, go take care of it for her. We did get a text in that I also really liked. They said, you know, even if you didn't want to do the lawn, maybe ask around the neighborhood. See if there are some high school kids trying to get some extra cash over the summer that would be willing to. Maybe do the legwork for her and kind of like outsource the yard work, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure this lady's on some Facebook group. Her neighborhood.
Odds are, if she's an old woman, she's not as tech savvy. It's not going to be as easy for her to look up lawn care or find those high schoolers. So maybe do that for her.
Oh no, I think they're doing just fine. I think they're doing. I think that we're past the point where older people know how to work Facebook, okay?
They do know how to work Facebook.
I mean, they get hacked all the time.
My Nana has a post right now on a crochet page, over 700 likes.
Killing it. We have Jesse in Lorraine here this morning. Jesse, good morning.
Good morning.
It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge, 5 questions, and if you get more of them correct than Alyssa, you will win the game. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa still wins, unfortunately. All ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your questions, Jesse?
Absolutely.
Question number 1. The name of the Disney character who learns to fly with his oversized ears?
Dumbo.
Question 2. What did Apple introduce in 2003 that became the 21st century Walkman?
The iPod.
Question 3. He is the host of the current season of Jeopardy. He also holds the record for winning 74 games in a row.
Oh, I cannot remember his name. I can't remember his name.
All right, we'll move on to question 4. What is the name of the cheese that Kraft calls liquid gold?
Velveeta.
Final question. It's the name of the album from 2006 that had a rock opera concept from the band My Chemical Romance.
It's on the tip of my tongue. I can't place it. Yeah, I'm drawing a blank.
All right. Jesse, we'll end it right there. Let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Jesse, this isn't bad. You got 3 out of 5.
Okay.
That's not too bad at all. We'll see how Alyssa does compared to you. She's on her way into the studio. Alyssa, it's Jesse from Lorraine.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
Jesse did pretty well, 3 out of 5.
Not too shabby.
So, Alyssa, you need 3 of these correct just to tie and 4 to win. Here we go. The name of the Disney character who learns to fly with his oversized ears?
Dumbo.
Question 2. What did Apple introduce in 2003 that became the 21st century Walkman?
The iPod.
Question 3. He is the host of the current season of Jeopardy. He also holds the record for winning 74 games in a row.
Oh, man. I don't know. It's not Alex Trebek.
No. No, Alex is no longer with us. Ken Jennings is the correct answer. Moving on to question 4. What is the name of the cheese that Kraft calls liquid gold?
Is it the Kraft macaroni and cheese?
No, I'm sorry. It's Velveeta. Velveeta is the answer to that. Okay, so moving on to the final question, and Alyssa needs this question in order to tie Jesse today. The name of the album from 2006 that had a rock opera concept from the band My Chemical Romance?
The Black Parade?
I need the name of the album.
Welcome to the Black Parade?
That's right, she got it.
Yes! Oh, man. I would have been kicking myself for days if I went down on that question. Elder Emo Kid here, and I wear that title proudly.
Was that a must-own album back then?
Yes.
All right, Jesse, she came back to get you today, but you can you can discuss this in person with her if you want to. We have invitations for you to join us for Q104's Girls Night Out later on this month, and we'd love for you to be there, Jesse.
That would be fabulous.
Yay! I'll see you in like 2 weeks. I'm so excited.
I'm excited too. Thank you. My name is Jesse, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Good morning. Nice to have you with us. So Tinder, it's never been a part of my life. I've talked about this before. I've never even seen it. I've never downloaded it. I don't even know what it looks like.
You're not missing out on much.
Like is it still an app that people use to... Do people actually use it to meet other people and have long-lasting relationships, or is it a hookup app?
No, I have made friends actually here in Cleveland that their partners that they've met on Tinder.
Met on Tinder.
Yeah, and I noticed from living in California when I would come back here when I was single, Tinder, at least it was a couple years ago, was like the app of choice dating-wise in Cleveland. Like, that's the one that had the most people on it.
Over Hinge, yeah. Over Bumble. Tinder's number one.
It kind of changes, I think, based on where you are. So, like, when I was in San Diego, Hinge was the big one.
Hmm.
Tinder, not so much. But here, Tinder's still pretty popping. And they are now testing out a height filter. This is cracking me up.
Okay, how do you test out a height filter? And what would be the purpose of doing it?
So what they're doing right now is basically filtering out potential matches that do not fit height requirements only for premium users. Okay, so if you don't pay for Tinder, you don't get this filter. But if you pay for Tinder, you can filter out, say, if you only want a guy over 6 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
You can set that as a filter on your profile. The reason why I find this so funny, okay, and this is like no shade at all to short kings. I love a short king. Go off.
Yeah, because Bryce is like 5'1", right?
No, Bryce is not 5'1". Bryce is about like 5'8", 5'7". But definitely, I mean, I would say not on the shorter side for guys, but he's not super tall. But the reason I find this so funny is that potentially matching with shorter guys, that's not the problem on Tinder. The problem is that guys like to lie about their height on Tinder. When I was single, my saying was, if they say that they're 5'10", they're lying. No guy is ever 5'10", straight up. They're either like 6 foot or they're like 5'8". Okay, if you say you're 5'10", that's not true.
So what is the thought process there on why a guy would lie about his height on a dating app?
Because a lot of girls do have height preferences when it comes to dating. For instance, I do have a friend. She will not even entertain a guy unless he's over 6 foot. However, she is 5'9", so that makes sense.
Okay.
But that's why I'm saying this height filter. I'm like, this isn't going to work because guys already lie on their profiles about how tall they are. So what? You're going to say you're 5'10 on your profile, you get there.
I know. I'm trying to understand why, though. What, like, I'm trying to put myself in, if I was using that app, like, why would I lie about my height? The only thing that I can come up with is you lie about your height. You're like, okay, close enough. So you're not filtered out by women who have a certain
preference.
Right, a preference. And then you think that, okay, so I'm going to match with them and then I'm going to message them and maybe I'll even get a first date with them. And by then, they will like me so much, I will have charmed them and won them over that the height thing isn't even going to be an issue anymore.
I imagine that's probably the thought process, but like I have
I'm trying to think like a guy.
No, I mean, that's probably exactly it where they're like, okay, it's close enough. It's just like an inch or two off.
Mm-hmm.
But this has become such a thing in dating, like the height thing, because everybody has their heights on their profile. I've seen people on TikTok straight up bring a measuring tape to a first date.
Oh, come on.
And be like, stand up straight.
Get out of here.
Seriously.
Stop it right now. That is so
dead serious.
It seems rude.
I've called out people for their height too. I don't even really have a preference on it. But if you say that you're 5'10", and then all of a sudden we're like the same height when we get there, you're not 5'10". You're 5'5" on a good day. Like,
I don't know. But also at the same time, if you do enjoy that person and the height difference is something that you can overlook, what I'm saying is you would hate to be filtered out because of just a technicality like that.
Absolutely. I will say, as a last note on this filter on Tinder, that the people on the app working there say that this is not a hard filter. Like, if everything else really lines up, it's not going to hard filter them out. You're just going to see less of the people that don't match your height preference.
Technically, I'm shorter than Paula.
Are you really?
She's 6 foot. I'm 5'11".
Really?
I'm 5'11 and 3/4". I'm just under 6 foot. So when she wears heels, I'm shorter than her.
Yeah, I mean, I have no problem with... I mean, you're not a short king by any means.
No, because I'm over that 5'10
yeah,
threshold.
You're over the threshold. Yeah. But even guys that aren't, I have no issue with it. Just don't lie. Don't lie. There's a lot of short girls out there like me. We'll give you a chance. Not me, because I'm married, but other people.
All right. You heard it from Alyssa.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Okay, listen to this fight that I had last night. So I was at soccer tryouts with Drew.
Uh-huh.
And it was kind of a long night. And it was hot last night.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a long day, you know, all together for me. And so I'm there at tryouts, and maybe there's 20 minutes left, and I'm hungry, and I'm tired, and I text Paula, and I say, hey, what's for dinner? And she texts back, leftovers.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking, oh, okay. That's good, because I'm thinking about all the meals that we've had this week so far. And I'm
right.
thinking, okay, I know we had tater tot casserole. I love that. So maybe there's that to choose from. There's kvassi and pierogies. There's some chicken breasts that we had the other night that were delicious.
Okay, so you got plenty of options.
There was pasta I think we had on Sunday night. And so I get home from tryouts, and I walk into the kitchen, and I open up the fridge, and the only thing in the fridge is the pasta. And Paul is in the living room reading, and I'm like, hey! I'm like, I thought you said we had leftovers for dinner. She said, we do.
The and pasta.
I said, there's only the pasta in here. She's like, yeah, leftovers.
That's the leftovers.
I said, that's not leftovers. That's pasta.
That is leftover.
Yeah, correct. But the question was, what's for dinner? The answer should have been pasta or leftover pasta. Don't put leftovers, because that makes me think that I have a variety of choices.
An array of options
yes.
to choose from. When really there's only one option.
There's only one thing. It was the leftover pasta. I'm like, why don't you just say leftover pasta? She's like, it is. It's leftovers. That's what you're having.
Oh my God. That's so dumb.
And I'm like, if it's leftover pasta, you say pasta or leftover pasta.
Not
you,
just
you,
leftovers.
You don't just say leftovers, because now you had me thinking about that tater tot casserole,
oh,
and there's no tater tot casserole.
Misleading.
Absolutely misleading. So that was our fight last night.
Oh, wow. You were tired and hungry, so this is just a recipe for disaster.
Who was right there? Who was right on that one?
I'm not even just saying this because I always side with her, but I would have to say Paula. Because technically speaking, the pasta was leftovers. And I would have done the same thing if Bryce had asked what's for dinner and I said leftovers. I would have been to the pasta.
I don't know why I always feel like you take my wife's side.
I do. No, I do. I do. Sometimes
I feel like
it's just because I'm never, ever going to not take your wife's side. But this time, I really do think that she's correct.
I feel like you think that she's listening and that she's judging you and she's not going to be your friend anymore if you don't take her side. That's what I feel like. Like, I feel
no,
you'd never take my
side. This is just girl code. This is literally just girl code. I would go to bat for any woman. I will always say that the woman is right. That's just how I am. But I really do believe she is correct.
216-474-0104. If you have an opinion on the leftover fight, But also, I want to hear about the dumb fight
that you got into with your partner.
Right, that you recently had. And it was so dumb. And you think about it now and you're like, that was the dumbest fight that we've ever had. 216-474-0104. Someone texted in. And now Bill needs to share the recipe for tater tot casserole.
Yeah, where's that recipe, Bill?
I can find that recipe. I'll post it on Instagram later today. I'll remember. I'll make a note to myself.
Okay.
And I'm sure it's around somewhere. It's the Q Morning Show. Just talking about a dumb fight that Paula and I had last night where I texted her asking the question, what's for dinner? She replied, leftovers. And I'm thinking that I had a menu of options to choose from for dinner. And it was only one leftover pasta. The one that was last on my list.
I was going to say the one that you were probably least looking forward to.
So I was just wondering, like, why don't you just write pasta or leftover pasta? And then I wouldn't be thinking about that tater tot casserole.
It's a technicality. It is, because she said leftovers. Technically, the pasta is leftover.
Someone texted in, Bill, it was on you to ask what kind of leftovers. To be fair, you should have asked what kind of leftovers.
See, I agree with that.
I don't think so. Like, why did I need to have a whole big conversation? One question, one answer. We didn't have to have a six-text conversation about it.
She did give you an answer.
It's just dinner. Jordan and Lorraine, good morning.
Good morning.
Where do you stand on this?
I do feel like you were kind of misled. If it was only the one leftover, she could have said, it's the pasta leftovers.
Yes, I was misled. Thank you.
I do feel like maybe that was a little bit of a sideswipe on getting that pasta out of the fridge. Mm.
Thank you, Jordan. Oh,
You could have asked, do we have the tater tot casserole? But I do think saying leftovers as in plural, there is many options. So I feel like you may have been misled on that one, yeah.
Thank you, Jordan. Do you get into fights like this, like dumb fights with your SO?
Mine's about house chores. Helping.
What specifically? Because that is another... That's a frequent argument that my wife have gotten into. Actually, gosh, man. Since we've been together.
Really?
Over 20 years.
Yeah.
It's the housework. What specifically do you guys get into it about?
Like, if I take my time and I put all the laundry in the laundry and the wash, flipping it, putting it away. Well, not even putting it away. I get to the dryer. Mm-hmm. Once it comes out of the dryer, if I put it in a basket and it sits there for a couple days and both of us have looked at it, but I knew that I had just put it all in the washer, flipped it over, done over half the work myself, bringing it down the stairs or from the other room or wherever it's at. You couldn't have helped either. Just fold it or you want to work on this together.
Yeah.
See, that's one of those things that, Bill, you and Paula have down to a science, the laundry. That's like the one thing. You know your place.
We have a system. She washes all the clothes and puts it in the dryer. I bring it out of the dryer. I fold and then I distribute.
Yes.
So I distribute clean clothes throughout the house. And then I'll put clean clothes on the steps for the boys because their bedrooms are upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll sit there for days and they go up the stairs and they go down the stairs multiple times.
Always walking past the clothes.
It's like, how are you not picking up your clean clothes and taking it to your room? You know,
he thinks because I wear more outfits than him that it's my responsibility.
Oh, geez.
At the same time, I'm hypocritical because I fold my own clothes, I bring them upstairs, and I put them on my dresser, and then they will sit there for days.
And you don't put them away?
No, I don't put them away.
That is the easiest part.
I can't close. I can't get the job done, Alyssa.
Oh, yeah. You got to finish it up. You're so close at that point. Just open the drawer and put it in.
The Q Morning Show. Thanks for being here this morning. Miles Smith, Stargazing, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. Saturday. We're going out Saturday.
I know.
Has the weather improved Saturday at all?
I really, really hope that the rain holds off because it's Pride in the CLE.
Yeah, I can't tell from looking at this weather app. I mean, it says rain like 50%. That doesn't mean that it's going to be a washout. That doesn't mean that it's going to ruin the day.
No.
And it may not rain until later in the night. I mean, who knows?
Who knows? But either way, Saturday, Pride Parade, we will be there if you're going out.
Not only there, it's not only that we're just going to be there.
Oh, we're walking in it.
Yeah, we're in the parade.
We're in the parade. We would love to invite you to come. If you're down to walk with us in the parade, shoot us a DM on Instagram at the Q Morning Show or text us 216-474-0104. I'll send you all the deets and we'll be covered in glitter and rainbows in a few days. Ah, I love pride.
There's going to be glitter.
Yes, I will be bringing glitter.
Oh, you're bringing glitter.
Yes, and yes, you will be wearing glitter. It's not optional.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I got to get my outfit ready.
I know. I don't know what I'm wearing yet. I got to figure it out.
All right. Also coming up this summer, Mumford and Sons at Blossom Music Center. We have a chance for you to win tickets coming up after 9 this morning. And we are going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge one more time. And this could win you passes to Alyssa's Girls Night Out coming up in less than 2 weeks. Dinner and a movie. Your chance to get an invitation is coming up. Rosanna in Elyria, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. You are next to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. So you know the rules.
Yes.
You go head-to-head with Alyssa. If you get more questions correct than her, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Let's go with your five questions. Are you ready, Rosanna?
I think so. Okay.
Question one. It's the name of the debut single from Britney Spears, released in 1998.
Oh, my mind is like blank. 1998 was a good year. I have no idea.
No? Not even going to take a guess of a Britney song?
No, because none of them are coming to my mind.
All right, let's move on to question two. If a chicken is rotating slowly while cooking, what kind of chicken is that?
Rotisserie.
Question three. What famous natural landmark straddles the border between Ontario, Canada, and New York?
Niagara Falls.
Question four. What is the small, removable chip in cell phones that links your phone to your cellular carrier?
The SIM.
And our final question. The 2002 HBO crime drama, The Wire, took place in what American city?
New York.
All right, Rosanna, let's get Alyssa back into the studio. Alyssa, please come on back to the studio. Rosanna, you did not do too shabby.
Okay.
I've got you down with three correct today.
Okay, that's not bad.
Those pop culture questions that I think people can stumble on. The general knowledge questions you had no problem with. So Alyssa is here. Alyssa, meet Rosanna in Elyria.
Good morning, Rosanna.
Good morning, Alyssa.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Driving in to work, but we got to go somewhere in the morning, right?
Living the dream.
So, Alyssa, you need to go 3 for 5 in order to tie Rosanna today. And if you get 4, then you win the game. So here we go. Question one. The name of the debut single from Britney Spears, released in 1998.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
That's it. Question two. If a chicken is rotating slowly while cooking, what kind of chicken is that?
A rotisserie.
Sure is. Question three. What famous natural landmark straddles the border between Ontario, Canada, and New York?
Niagara Falls.
Question four. What is the small removable chip in cell phones that links your phone to your cellular carrier?
SIM card.
All right. Will she go 5 for 5 today? The 2002 HBO crime drama, The Wire, took place in what American city?
Oh, I never watched The Wire.
It's so good.
I don't want to watch it because every time I've said that I have never seen The Wire, that's the reaction that I get. You have to watch it. I'm not going to watch it.
It might be outdated in some. Some seasons might be considered outdated now.
Really?
Yeah, it might.
I'm going to say Boston.
Boston is incorrect. So she does not go 5 for 5, but she did get 4 today. So that means Alyssa is the outright winner of Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
I'll take it.
Rosanna.
Yes.
We thank you so much for listening to us while you're going to work.
Thank you so much. I listen every morning and you guys are my...
I love it. I love it that you didn't finish that sentence. You guys are my... And then
leave it up to imagination.
I've got no words for you.
You're something.
I've got no words.
Either way, we're glad that you spend your mornings with us. Thank you so much. I would also love to spend an evening with you, girls' night out, in 2 weeks.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Heck yeah. It's going to be so fun.
My name is Rosanna, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College for Knowledge on Q104.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.